The bicycle sheds go up in twos and threes. There's 130 grand squandered on a barn tonight. Another week, another bike shelter that costs hundreds of thousands. Either government spending is grossly incompetent, or else Ireland is now being run by a sinister and secret cabal of men in lycra, determined to ride every cent out of taxpayers in pursuit of keeping their saddles in from the drizzle.
Minister, what we saw at Kerry Hospital with a hitch as he goes for the most expensive option to keep a few roher from the rain is shocking. It's so shocking, even the Dáil printer is scundered about it. Yous are cereal wasters.
That's not true. I eat all my Rice Krispies. Withdraw that remark. Angry Pearson. Angry.
In Dáil-Éireann, to the left of me hostility, to the right of me hubris. If Marie Antoinette let the starving have cake, the Irish version is to give snazzy bike shelters where the stroke patients can't get a trolley. What in the name of living feck is going on in this hellhole of a country? Transport Minister Dara O'Brien deployed extra neck folds over his shirt collar in a straining effort to explain this latest travesty.
If this is way out of order, and I can promise the public that in future we will get better at hiding this sort of overspending hoopla. Look, I've greenlit a €1 billion road for Galway that ends in a half abandoned place called Connemara. And when that goes 50% over budget, then these bike shed McMansions will be well down the list of disgraces. Dara, get it done!
How much rage can one nation take? A €3 million vanity railway for the Ryder Cup, GAA Plus, the Cromwellian levels of hatred for the deposit return atrocity. Is there any amount of crack to be had in this country that would make up for living in the most expensive, least competent, rarely sexy, frequently inebriated quagmire?
I don't think that's fair at all. I think it's been blown out of all proportion. 127,000, it's a lot, but it's a very handsome bicycle shed. It has a very fluorescent pink door on it, like a Marion Keyes novel, and it's so big you could go inside and have adventures straight out of a chick lit story. I don't know, a dalliance with a rugged American or something. If people look it up, in terms of, they'll see it's actually a cycle hub, not a shed. Calling it a hub costs 50 grand extra, but it means we can rent it out to nurses for 3 grand a month, provided it can be classified as a back garden.
I've only just put on a suit to be a Paul Carr for the first time 2 weeks ago, and now I finally understand why Micheál Lehane was often spotted crying with despair on the 6-1 news and trying to hide it with a Kerry high-pitched whine. Barry Lenehan, I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. RTÉ News.
Prime Minister, thank you for taking the time. What with all the packing and everything?
Packing, sir?
Removal vans and so forth. It must be very tedious.
Oh, yes. I'm not going anywhere, sir.
There's the spirit, admitting it at last. Good on you. You've nowhere to go.
No,
Leader of the least popular UK party since Boris Johnson's lockdown soiree.
Look, I know the elections were a hiccup.
A hiccup? More like an embolism.
However, I believe I have a mandate and the charisma to sway the British people at the next general election.
I'll miss your outrageous sense of humour once you're gone.
Your Majesty, can I make it clear? I do not intend to resign.
Said with as much conviction as a prince claiming he can't sweat. Oh, come on, dear boy, it's over.
What?
Send in the next one, I say. I want to be a record-breaking royal, you see.
A what?
Mummy had 15 PMs and I'm almost at 4. I'm going through PMs faster than Big Ben.
4, sir? You can't be counting Liz Truss. She barely completed the free trial version of Big Prime Minister.
Yeah, well, it still counts. Now, don't dilly-dally. It really is time to get going, man.
Well, I can't deny I have seen the writing on the wall.
Well, of course you have. You're in a palace. There's all sorts scribbled on the walls here.
No, I'm...
Fide Defensor here, no entry there, and that message on the bathroom door...
Out of order?
Stephen Fry did coke here, I think is what it says.
Right, well, you can be assured I shan't be snorting drugs, sir.
Pity. It might warm that deathly pallor about your countenance.
Excuse me?
Still, I don't know what the sign says about it, and poor Aunt Margaret hasn't lived to tell the tale.
Oh, diddums. I really tried, you know, to be a good Prime Minister.
It still ended up worse than Boris, who wasn't even trying at all.
No.
How did you muck it up,
sir? I can't tell, sir. I thought if I stood there doing as little as possible with the look of a man who urgently needs to throw up, I would achieve my childhood dream as a barely remembered one-term Prime Minister.
And what's this about a challenge from Andy Burnham? We can't have a PM called Andrew.
No.
It would only re-trigger one's reflux.
I thought I'd squashed him, but somehow Burnham beckons, in which case it's curtains for me or perhaps blinds, whichever one appeals more to Conservative voters.
Right, well... Well, unless there's anything else, would you like me to pass on any message to your successor?
Yes, let them know Larry the Cat only hisses at people who renege on election promises.
Right.
The floorboards in the upstairs flat creak loudly, giving you little time to hide under your desk when aides come looking for decisions to be made.
I see.
And I'm sorry, I hadn't time to replace the Bojo gold wallpaper.
Well, if that's everything, I'm afraid we won't be meeting again, so I have something for you.
Please, Your Majesty, this isn't the Reform Party. I couldn't possibly accept £5 million unsolicited.
Don't be ridiculous. The Crown only has that kind of money for special occasions, like settling lawsuits or exiling brothers.
Well, in that case, I'm happy to accept whatever you have to offer, sir.
Oh, no, it's just a sick bag.
You what?
Because you look like you're about to vomit.
Ah, how I'll miss our little chat.
Next!
Okay, it's the last day before the summer break. Here to give us all a good laugh before I finish up is Michael Healy, eh?
Well, Katie, it's good to see a friendly face, all things considered.
Go on, give us a bit of crack there. What are the gluten-free yahoos above and dumb and doing now?
Well, since I'm no longer in government, I am more concerned about local issues.
Are you okay?
It's like the toilets at Tralee bus station. She's only a disgrace.
Sorry now, where's all the roaring and shouting, Michael? Come on.
Yeah.
Why aren't you doing a little jig and belting out, "Take that back!" at your mortal enemies for micro slights?
Yera, what would be the point?
What?
She's only a didn't.
Jeez, you're in a bad way, all right.
Didit nil.
I've heard you're barely doing clinics and you've even been looking sad at some of the funerals you've been going to.
Oh, honest, oh, hello.
Yeah?
I was a great minister inside my field, many fields.
Okay.
My legacy will be the miles upon miles of beautiful fences I've erected over the year.
Fences.
Grants for erecting fences.
Yeah.
I had erections from Killybegs to Kinsale.
Wow. 'Twas
a beautiful thing to behold.
Come here, have you spoken to Danny about it at all?
To hell with that clamorgue!
Whoa.
I never want to see him again!
Okay, but the voice in my ear says a surprise guest is already on the line.
Well, I won't be listening if it's that dullard and shaper on the line.
Good evening, Kerry. I didn't realise I was ringing into Killary Petting Farm for you have a little lass got of a lamb there bleating and crying.
You take that back, you great thundering pig of a man!
Oh,
okay,
no.
Okay, lads, please, would you just continue? This is great stuff, lads.
You on the wireless dribbling and bawling like a suckling calf, Michael.
What?
Daddy be roaring in his grave at the carry-on.
You're only a disgrace! You cost us the only chance I had in the big time, Daddy! And now all we have is our millions and billions and the refugee contracts, the mace, the postmaster's gig.
The pub and the bus hire.
Just a few forests, a few farms, rentals, shares in the New York Times for some reason.
Shares in the Kerry Group.
The Plantire business, student lets, 28 properties in total, give or take. And nothing else in the wide earthly world.
But we still have each other, Michael.
Stop.
The healer and stick together like shite on a rope.
Well, I was the rope, Danny. What did that make you? What?
The shite, Michael. And I can be once again.
Sorry?
Why don't we hug and make up for Christ's sake?
Okay.
Well,
Michael,
I won't hug you. But I'll face you like a real Kerryman.
What does that mean?
You mean shoulder to shoulder at a...
I will.
At a stainless steel urinal.
What?
And one hand propping us up against a wall.
Ah, lads.
Hawking a flame onto the floor and talking about the match, but making no eye contact. You're a thicket, but I missed you too. You big loaf of a loser.
Ah, Michael, we were nepo babies in the cot.
You were?
And we've nepo babies relying on us to hand over power and land through no effort of their own at home.
We do.
Ah, this is a great show. Mazel, in fairness, you wouldn't get this from two lefties.
Just one more thing, Katie.
Yes, Michael?
The books.
What's that?
I forgot to mention the income I do get from me books.
Okay.
Oh, he's some man for the cash, that Bogle. I love him.
Okay.
Blood is thicker than water.
And nobody's thicker than my brother, Danny.
Welcome to the last podcast of the season. I'm Simon.
I'm wrecked. I can't wait to do nothing in the summer.
Yes.
I hope it feels different from doing nothing in the spring and also to the winter.
With me once again is aging grouchy pants, the thief of the least, Michal Moni Martin.
Now, I regret bringing you back a nice tub of harissa for my diplomatic mission to Armenia.
Ugh, I don't want that weird chicken porridge. And stop trying to make your mission sound important. All you said in Armenia about the wars was, I urge all parties.
Yes.
Could you be any more lame?
I know.
Like, call the vet, put him down. He's lame.
name.
No, no, it was one of my trademark mealy-mouthed, cute, cautious, nearly statements in terms of...
Well, let's focus on the real questions.
Okay, fair enough.
Is Zelensky tall in real life? I know he was here a few months ago, but I forgot to look up from my phone that day to live in the moment.
You know, I'd say I'd be a great wartime leader. Do you think Putin might take a run at Ireland before I retire undefeated? An excuse to hang on?
You mean apart from all his ships currently dangling massive sea scissors above our undersea cables? Bang, bang!
And I urge all parties to leave our seas alone, or else we'll tell on you to the British Royal Navy. Ah, the Brits owe us that much, at least.
Lame.
Now, my Armenian mission was about more than war. I also pushed nuclear energy.
Well, all you did was say we need to explore all avenues, over and over.
Yes.
Explore all avenues. What are you, a stray cat?
Stop the blackguarding, won't you?
So, if we do become a nuclear power...
What?
Do I get to have a nuclear football when I become Taoiseach?
No, no, I'm suggesting a watery conversation about maybe getting nuclear power, not becoming one. Being Taoiseach is all about swerving and postponing, hinting and frowning, not decisions and doings, never the doings.
Whatevs.
No, no.
You'll be gone soon enough, then I can do whatever I like. Ha!
To be honest, I thought I'd be hounded out long before now over broken election promises. How many are we up to now?
I don't know. There's a sign on the wall. Days since last workplace breach of promise.
Yes?
Zero.
Huh. 200 a month childcare, no. Free parking in hospitals, nope. Undoing green travesties like the return rage machine, not a hope.
You also promised to introduce a tax credit for gym membership.
Did I?
Build 10,000 affordable homes a year.
No way.
Decriminalise drugs.
That's mad. Tis like the country got hopped up on yokes and forgot we'd said we'd do any of it, like.
They're too distracted by mahous of overspending on bike sheds. Everywhere. Seriously, what's going on?
Even though the Greens were killed off 18 months ago. Guess. What a country.
So, seriously, bro.
Go on.
Why can't you be removed from leadership in Fianna Fáil?
Aaron, because the rules about heaves coincidentally changed shortly after I became leader. Now the mutineers would need 25% of TDs on site.
Hold on. What's 25% in fractions again? Hang on, do I carry the one, or how do I gerrymander myself like you so I can stay on in power forever?
You finished third. You're not in power in terms of...
Well, you will be either after the EU thing.
Maybe, but then again, King Charles is coming over next year to split the G. It'd be nice to follow up being Mr. EU Presidency with Mr. King Welcomer.
You wouldn't.
I would. I could show him around Cork. I'm sure he'd love the English market. His mother left with the fishmonger. We'd have to find a fishwife to flirt with Charles. That'd be worth clinging on for.
Ugh.
It would.
I'm going to be stuck with you forever, no matter what you do.
You will.
Aggravating the country like the mammy in the Burke family. Well, at least the Polcors are exclusively reporting speculation about your future and not mine.
That's because you don't have one, Tánaiste.
What?
Mic drop. Look, it's hit the floor and broke in two.
Just like our election promises.
You're after ruining it now.
Bye.
Wow. Well, JD, we've done it again. Unbelievable.
Brought the world to the brink.
We saved the day. Iran's very close to agreeing to a peace deal. Yet another war ended by me. Operation Epic Fury.
Uh-huh.
It comes to a close.
Wow.
Opening the door for Operation Flaccid Pullout.
I wouldn't count our eggs before they hatch. We're dealing with some very unreliable people here. Primarily yourself.
It's a good point, JD. We were in the middle of negotiations last time when some lunatic started bombing. The biggest bombing you've ever seen.
Yeah, that was us, also Israel.
Well, that's what CNN would have you believe, which is the woke mind virus. Mm. We may never know who launched the rockets first. We'll never find
you
out.
You literally hit a big red button that had launch written all over it, sir.
In my defense, I thought it said lunch.
And I did nothing to stop you because I'm only a heartbeat away from becoming president.
Really? Is that true?
Well, a heart squelch, maybe a grease-induced aneurysm at best.
We're peacemakers now, though. We got Rubio in Italy to make peace with the Pope, who
great.
Hates my guts. Boy, oh, but he's not the only one. I gotta tell you, the 7-Eleven burritos, they're not keen on going in there either. Guts!
Gosh, so many people really do wish you ill.
It's true. Mm. If I have one more attempt in my life, I think I get a free coffee.
You know, I think it's wise to mend fences with the Catholic Church. They can be a powerful ally.
I don't think so. Not with that sissy army of theirs.
Sir,
they would be no use in Iran and their silly bloomers.
I think you mean the Swiss Guards, sir.
We love the Vatican, but we gotta be careful.
Sir?
Really careful. They can turn water into wine. That's what I'm hearing.
Well,
what's stopping them turning water into plutonium?
No, sir.
It's true. We may have to invade and take out Leo to put a stop to it.
Wow.
So sad, but we gotta do it.
There is literally no proof that they have nuclear capabilities, Mr.
Yeah, but when has that stopped us before?
You know, there are times I regret keeping a portrait of my rotting soul in the attic just so I can breathe in the same fake tan speckled air as you, Mr.
Okay, listen, we're going to focus on getting Iran done. I can't remember the last few weeks due to cognitive decline, but I'm pretty sure Biden started this war.
Okay.
A war that's cost $72 billion so far. Incredible.
Oh, gosh.
A war of choice, and I hate choice. That's why I'm pro-life.
Right.
I want babies to live.
Amen.
And to grow up to bomb other babies with rockets. It's the American way.
One possible downside of the war ending is that it can be a great distraction from...
What?
You know, the other thing.
Oh, you mean Epstein?
Well...
Or the insider trading?
No.
Or the ICE murder gangs? Or have they found out that I put the Hope Diamond in my tweeting toilet and sprayed it gold?
I was talking about gerrymandering.
Oh, that's true. Jerry is a great guy. Tremendous guy. No other Republican has gained us more votes than Jerry, believe
me. Well, no, we actually did it by getting the Supreme Court to weaken the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Wow.
Which was put in place to give black voters better representation.
I didn't know. DEI has been around way longer than I realized. That's good to know.
So now we can redraw the maps. It's like the Gulf of America all over again.
My two favorite things, golf
right.
and America, in that order.
Wait.
Now we won't have to worry about votes ever again.
Oh.
Ever again.
Here's to the midterms, sir.
More like, here's to three terms, Diddy.
No, no.
Three terms.
Mr. President, can I just...
I love threesomes.
No.
I'm gonna do three terms.
Okay.
King of kings. It's the Tommy Tiernan Show!
Oh, thank you, Fred. How are you? Tommy here, the quiet and meaningful one, the one who puts the tear into Tiernan, you know? The one with the squinty, faraway look in my eye. Like a fella who's just smelt it, but just not quite sure who dealt it. If you get
and
me.
And I'm loud, Tommy! Yahoo! Riding in from Leeds from a lesbian pookin' back! Yo!
Well, the chat show's over for the summer.
Yes.
Loud, Tommy.
It is! I've set Fred Cook free again, like the billy goat at the end of the punk fair. Run free, you magnificent beast!
Yeah. Would doing the last episode sort of feel, make you feel maudlin at all?
No.
Like the kind of way you feel when you stare at a guest with a wobbly lip and your legs crossed extra high, observing 30 seconds of excruciatingly pretentious silence.
The only thing I want to feel quiet, Tommy, is the shudders upon sight of the bare arse on a balanced slow banshee.
Well, I find it's just like important to feel all the emotions, loud Tommy, you know, like from being wistful.
What?
To being full of wist.
Jesus Christ.
You know, the sort of things that like...
Ew!
Will upset a fella in a pair of trousers.
Like what? Quiet, Tommy. I once got bad yolks on the bus to fail it to see the Venga boys. Their heads on the bus went round and round.
Just.
Round and round.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, things upsetting people.
What?
Like the new Archie radio jingles. What happened there?
Oh, Christ.
Some English lad got a pile of money and he emailed them demo settings from his Casio keyboard.
It sounds like a plinky robot taking a shite on a sheet of glass.
But it's more than that.
Oh, here he goes.
It's the lack of credibility, do you know?
What's he talking about?
It's like Ryan Tuberty interviewing someone about poverty after all the Baluba's payments.
I love him! The Thai man was feet of all to his finger giblets!
Or like Dermot Bannon's new show,
oh.
Super Spaces, rubbed in your faces. Jesus Christ, it's out of touch or what?
I love his style though, quiet Tommy.
Right.
Puffer jacket that makes him look like a turnip tucked into a pair of jeans.
I can't get you to feel any whist at all, can I?
Never!
You're utterly whistless.
I'm a 0% whist.
Listen, it's been lovely talking to you anyway, loud Tommy.
All together, the Barna bus has come.
It's going to be a long summer. Me and that fella stuck together out in Connemara. Oh, Christ.
He's carried the one and... Ugh. 2026 is the worst.
No. Tarnished, why are you looking as sad and frightened as a Corkman waiting for the Munster final?
Patrick, I don't understand any of those words.
He's probably getting all muddled here for direct and indirect taxes again.
Stop that, Jennifer, from the block! I learned all of that last week. It's these economists who are hating on my genius new savings scheme.
Oh.
My scheme.
Saw that, all right. They said it only favoured the wealthy in our society.
Sorry, I thought all Fine Gael policies should favour the wealthy. Like, duh, that's how I got elected.
Exactly. sure the whole renting shed sits out the back of bungalows to students doing wet blanket degrees is hardly socialism.
The important thing is that this is my signature policy in finance. Simon Super Investment Accounts. SSIAs.
What?
Like from the noughties. Never heard of
them. Oh, don't worry. You've introduced so many great policies, Simon.
Thank you.
Like the time you promised an Instagram Live to abolish student fees.
What? No. Fianna Fáil broke my promise, not I. I can't be blamed. I'm only the flippin'...
Yes.
Finance Minister, or the one where no child would have to wait for more than 4 months for scoliosis surgery. Whoopsie. Well, you can talk. You've done more U-turns than a hen party survivor who pledged they were only having the one on a thirsty Thursday. So there.
I think you don't know what you're saying, Tannishty.
I do. You were going to defund League of Ireland Astro Pitches over flares. Yeah. Remember that one?
Yes.
Until Micheál dewormed you of that. Well, those yams don't deserve taxpayer-funded artificial grass.
There we go.
My constituents would give their left leg to breathe in those precious microplastics that the woke sops do go on about.
Or how about when you were going to investigate RT over its coverage of the fuel protests, Patrick?
Well, I'm not the only one in this party doing UEs. No. Weren't ye meant to bring in a social media ban for under-16s?
Hold on.
Ye said it a year ago, and then I unsaid it.
Huh.
So why are you re-saying what I've been unsaying?
Because I love being in the headlines.
What?
They always use photos of me looking like Will Ferrell at puberty.
And you're blocked from saying it again.
Hey.
We cannot ban social media in this country. Big tech needs all that hate speech and violent content for profit.
Mm. Fair.
Just how my party is totally reliant on voters with intergenerational wealth.
It's true. My Sandy Cove voters are so posh there hasn't been a jawline in some families for 5 generations.
And in any case, it was Hildegard Blockton that had the U-turn of the year on SNAs.
Mm. Reversed cuts and needed 19 million euro to cover it. Very shoddy work.
Sorry, didn't you have to ask for an extra 300 million euro for the shambling health service, Jennifer?
Yes, but that's for the consultancy companies creaming it in the secret privatisation of health.
Oh, yeah.
Those glossy firms where the children of our intergenerational wealth voters work. Sorry, not sorry.
That's a fair point, actually.
Look, at least we stayed true to our principles and voted again the Mercosur deal.
Oh, yes, and it still took effect last week. Zero media coverage.
Zero coverage? Ugh.
Nothing.
I wish we could get that for the budget. I'm so dreading that. Do any of you guys have any tips on what's going to come up this year?
What?
This isn't the Leaving Cert, no. Man. There's no Evan Boland's admiration for hockey lesbians is the likely essay this year. You're meant to be coming up with it yourselves.
Exactly.
Oh, no, sick. It looks like I'll be having doing budget speech in pyjamas nightmares for the whole summer.
Just do your best until someone more qualified becomes Taoiseach or Taoiseach S.
What?
And sure, if at first you don't succeed,
there's always the possibility of doing
a U-turn.
No.
Ah, that rare old Dublin summertime. A lick of that orange split. The sun splitting the stones. Shirtless men splitting each other with headbutts after day drinking on the Liffey boardwalk. Where else would you get it? Spend time with friends and spill the tea. And probably a tenner on a pint the way it's going. Treat yourself to a mystery tour of restaurants. And guess which one will cease trading next thanks to the crippling costs of business. That's the mystery. Enter town to be in with a chance of winning the sight of a Garda presence. It could be you. Unless it's a weekend. Where else would you get the hum of a merry crowd catching up in a Friday buzz? Not on Drury Street anymore, now that the council have revoked the outdoor seating licence because too much fun was being had. Where else would you feel your heart race as you run from gangs of roving teens wearing 5 grand worth of trackies on e-scooters? Some of them even have knives, and not in a friendly Nevin Maguire way. Where else would you get a summer where the last few who can afford Dublin rents are crippled with anxiety because of tech job layoffs? About Israel winning Eurovision? About the World Cup happening in the middle of the night during armed ICE raids on fans? About the probability of spending winter with shingles in a garden shed of a tax-free landlord? About how jet fuel shortages and prices mean it's harder than ever to get out? Summer in Dublin. Sure, where else would you get it? And who else would put up with it?
Hey, girls.
Hello, you.
Now, I had hoped to be meeting up on Drury Street and pretending to be continental gal pals who drink spritzes and eat olives, but it appears to be dead.
Sadly, Dublin City Council are trying to stop the young people from performing their Drury duty.
Really?
Or so the Gen Z members of my party tell me.
There are Gen Z people in Labour? No.
Oh, absolutely, Holly. And they're both very enthusiastic.
Both?
And full of vitality and full of ideas and full of energy.
Right, Ivana, while you get some coffees for your lefty latte gal pals.
That's not fair.
We'll just sit here on the curb among the people. Holly, do you mind if I sit on your jacket? I don't want to ruin my outfit.
Excuse me, Mary Lou. I'm not your servant.
But
I'm the girl boss.
Girls, girls, please, let's not fight. Just remember, summer is almost upon us. What are we going to get up to?
I'll probably be spending it defending my position as leader of Sinn Féin.
I can't imagine having a latte with Piers Doherty.
I know.
My leadership is safe because my party's full of nobodies. I mean, who's going to challenge me? Rob O'Donoghue?
Oh, stop making up names.
No, no, he's real and he's a wonderful ambassador for his community.
Which is?
You know, the quaint Dubliners who spend sunny days sitting outside terrace front doors on indoor chairs, smoking and swearing and shouting.
Okay.
Sadly, I was born to sit on the fat boy range of bougie outdoor pieces.
Wow, I can't even. What about you, Holly? Mm. Are you looking forward to your summer Holly bops?
No, I'm just thinking about what it might be like to have 12 TDs.
Listen, hun, 12 is not a political party.
Gosh.
It's more like the residential headcount of a one-bed home in a 1926 census entry. And know your place.
Oh, zing.
We'll see about that.
Indeed we will.
So anyway, gals, who wants to go to see Oprah in the Three Arena? So exciting.
Oh, well, Oprah is a billionaire landowner. She's
charismatic, can work a room, yes. Connects with ordinary people. Mm. She reminds me of, well, me.
Oh, come on.
Plus, I think all of us on the left could stand to be a little more Oprah in our politics.
Absolutely.
You get a cost of living payment.
Woo.
And you get a cost of living payment.
Great.
And
so that's agreed then. I'll get tickets for all three of us.
Oh, can we bring Michael Collins too?
Must we marry Lou?
It's just I'm not done sucking up to the United Leftovers yet.
Fine.
I'm not comfortable with this.
Mm. Well, growth doesn't happen in the comfort zone, Holly. Huh. Oprah said that.
I love it.
Anyway, have a great summer, ladies.
You too.
See you all in September. Yeah.
Well, if you're still the leader, that is.
We'll see.
Oh.
You know, maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing to step aside, go home.
Really?
And finally get to spend some quality time with my beloved
family.
Lawsuits.
Oh.
Mary Lou out.
Kellen's Kicks will return.
In terms of.
Block, block, block. Block.